most banks actually choose an internal rating base, so an IRB approach. In that case, most jurisdictions apply an exception for any investment grade rated domestic government bond, which automatically assigns them a 0% risk weight. Bottom line, for banks, this downgrade makes no difference at all.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back. Took a short break this summer, had a lot of traveling, and also have a few deals in the pipeline that we've been getting ready. And so in regards to deals, if you want to partner with Greenbrier Capital Group, either on current offerings or future ones, the way to do that is to set up a call with us. We want to get to know you better. And we also want to get to know your investing goals and objectives to see if they're aligned with ours so we can all pursue those goals and hopefully meet them. So to do that, we would set up a call, get to know you better, and then get you into our investor portal so you can see all current and future offerings. So to do that, there's two ways. One, you can either text DEALS, so DEALS, you text DEALS to 415-528-7403. Again, text DEALS to 415-528-7403. The other way to do that, simply click on a link that'll be in the show notes where you can schedule a time to set up a call with myself or someone on our team. But yeah, we've got some current offering out right now that's for accredited investors only, 506C offering. So if you have some money that you want to put to work, love to discuss that offering with you. And also, just in case we got future deals in the pipeline that could come out, you want to get on our list and we want to get to know you better before you can see those. So do that if you have any interest. Now, to today's episode. So for those that are new, every Friday, we're coming at you with all things personal finance, because it's not what you make, but what you keep. So we're sharing tips, strategies, and different tricks to get your money not only working harder for you, but smarter. Because again, you don't want your money sitting stagnant. You want it like little soldiers to go out there and create and bring back more soldiers, right? And every Monday, we're coming at you all things multifamily investing. That can either be myself talking about experiences that I'm currently having or have had in the past, or bring on rockstar guests to share their knowledge and experience as well. But today, I've got a topic I want to talk about is in the headlines. And for some of you, it might not be interesting, but I think it's important to know what this means. You know, I've mentioned this in the past that finance and the investing world, generally just the global economy, really the backbone of that is the bond market. At least service level enough to make it dangerous about how the bond market operates, because it affects a lot of things in our lives, from how we can buy things, and what it'll cost to buy things, and on, right? It really does bleed all the way down to a lot of the consumer, right? As things get more expensive to fund operations, then the consumer ends up paying more to purchase said good, right? Said good or service. So today I want to talk about, I'm sure you've seen this, is the US was downgraded. Their credit rating was downgraded. So just a few words on the downgrade. So Fitch, one of the entities out there that does credit ratings, Fitch pointed out the prolonged discussions on debt ceiling show deterioration in the standard of governance. So they pointed out the prolonged discussions on the debt ceiling show that deterioration in the standard of governance. And the rating agency also sees an economic downturn ahead, which is likely to weaken government finances further, which we're all pretty aware of that. And if you look at it, there's a chart, which you're definitely listening, so you can't see this, but the chart shows that we're nearing an annualized $1 trillion in interest payments on debt outstanding by the US government. That's crazy. $1 trillion in just interest alone. We're not talking about principal pay down. We're talking about interest. Let's kind of dive into this and how this all works. And I'm sure you all are aware that the government doesn't really operate like a household. The government doesn't need money to spend money like a household. And the government deficit spending creates private sector money in the first place. So in other words, yes, government interest payments are rising, but it's not like the US needs to choose between spending on interest and spending money in the real economy. Its balance sheet doesn't work like ours. For instance, they either buy or sell securities, so treasury bonds, treasury bills, to create or take out liquidity in the market. And they can do that to fund things they want to do. So how does the downgrade affect investors and market participants? And this is the real thing I really want to talk about, because I think that's important to know. How does the downgrade affect us? Because the United States is known to have the highest credit quality, never defaulted on any debt payment. For those of you that had a business degree, I'm sure you took different finance courses learning about time value of money, calculating present value, future value, net present value, and the likes. And a factor in a lot of those equations is you input a rate, right? And on that base factor rate is generally the risk-free rate. Well, what's the risk-free rate? Historically, the risk-free rate has always been the US Treasury, usually the 10-year, can be others, but usually the 10-year. And the reason why they call it quote unquote risk-free is because it's the closest thing to risk, like little no risk, because the US has never defaulted and it has the highest credit rating possible. So US Treasuries now have their second best rating at a AA+. Before it was AAA, given that only Moody's, which is one of the credit agencies, preserved its top rating for the US. So as I'm sure you're aware, US Treasuries are the most widely used form of collateral in the world. And this is due to their high rating, right? Their liquidity, deep repo market, and solid democratic foundation / rule of law. So does this downgrade affect those things? Let's quickly look at how different institutional players would be affected by this. So commercial banks, which we've been hearing a lot about, right, are huge buyers of treasuries. And that's why we've been hearing a lot about them, because of the different massive swings in present value and valuation, right, due to unprecedented rising rates. So they use them as a regulatory liquid assets, right? They're required to have so much liquidity on their books relative to the liabilities, the loans they have out. So they use them as collateral, also sometimes as an, you know, risk, right? Because they have a certain rate out in the market. And then this rate coming back can hedge that risk that they may not achieve that rate they have out in the market. So there is something called the Basel regulatory framework, introduced 10 years ago, has 0% capital requirements. And so what this means for government bonds rated between AAA and AA- for its standardized approach, most banks actually choose an internal rating base, so an IRB approach. And in that case, most jurisdictions apply an exception for any investment grade rated domestic government bond, which automatically assigns them a 0% risk weight anyway. So bottom line, for banks, this downgrade makes no difference at all. Pension funds are also large buyers of treasuries. They use them as long duration asset to match their long liabilities as collateral, similar to what I mentioned before. For a pension fund, AAA rated or AA+ rated US treasuries would still fall in the hedging camp or in the defensive asset allocation camp, and one notch downgrade wouldn't make the difference. When it comes to collateral usage, pension funds and insurance companies are very active in the repo market. They lend their unsecured cash parked at a bank against collateral to upgrade the safety of their cash deposits. Does a downgrade affect the collateral status of US treasuries? Well, there's a chart you can look at that is put out. It shows issue rating for debt securities, residual maturities, sovereigns, other issuers, and securitization exposures. And so it breaks it down based on credit quality. So in this chart, bonds rated between AAA and AA- all fall within the same bucket. Certain pension funds have strict collateral demands and only accept AAA collateral, though. But still, the marginal impact of the Fitch downgrade is likely to be extremely minor. And remember, this was downgraded by Fitch, not Moody's, but they're in that same bucket, right? So they are less than a year, greater than a year, less than 5 years, or greater than 5 years. And it breaks down exposures, sovereigns, and other issuers. So let's talk about FX reserve managers. So these are foreign exchange managers trading currency, right? Chinese or Brazil corporates selling stuff for USD will deposit the USD in the domestic banking system. And so the Bank of Brazil and the Bank of China would be in charge of investing these US dollars in safe liquid assets. Yep, you got it, US treasuries. So for FX reserve managers, rating considerations are important. But again, most countries put AAA to AA rated governments in the same risk bucket. It makes sense, right? Because really, the US for the longest time is the only AAA rated. So why wouldn't they put the other high quality sovereigns and governments in that same bucket? Because they're still going to be AA+, AA-. So what's the alternative to treasuries? Europe with a smaller AAA to AA bond market, BRICS bond markets, something called the JGBs. What kind of is the other option? And as you can see, for the most institutional players out there, the downgrade has no material effect. would make them a forced seller of US treasuries. So in short-term markets can overprint and overreact. So it's important to keep track of sentiment and price action. So essentially, this has little to no effect. They still need to use US treasuries as a liquid, quote unquote, safe place to park cash, interest rate hedge for institutional players like pension funds, insurance companies, other countries that are doing trade with the US are using this. So it has little to no effect. And there, if you saw in the headlines, don't overreact. Now, as we get downgraded again and kind of really approach the bottom part of that bucket, the AA minus, then we can start getting worried. And obviously, if it went even below that, then there would be serious issues. But at this point, there's little issue here, right? And again, a lot of the issue that Fitch had with this was obviously the issue with negotiations of the debt ceiling and prolonging that, and also just the lingering effects of a possible downturn. So this was a quick one, but just want to get on for those that may have seen this in the news. It doesn't really affect much. It's obviously we'd prefer not to get downgraded, right? But it doesn't affect much. Still, US Treasury is a high quality asset that are great for liquidity, interest rate risk, and just a way to kind of combat inflation. So thanks for tuning in. As always, I wanted to come here and share this. And again, took a little time off for the summer break, but I got some great guests and episodes ahead in the weeks to come. So tune in. And again, if you have any interest in ever partnering with Greenbrier Capital Group, there's a link in the bio to schedule a call, or you can text DEALS to 415-528-7403. And as always, everybody, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. And through personal excellence, make this world a better place. All right, catch you on the next one. Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.